Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. From history, we can put together that Pilate was a man who loved power, or at least attempted to look powerful. And we see this in the way this plot in John chapters 18 and 19 unfold. Pilate is going back and forth from front stage to backstage. Pilate comes out to the Jews to speak with them, and then he goes backstage to speak to Jesus. And then he comes back to the front stage to converse again with the Jewish leaders. Back and forth this goes on, and Pilate is like a ping pong ball who cannot make up his mind about Jesus. So on one hand, the Jews have already made up their minds about Jesus, but Pilate, he's still in flux, moving from not caring to becoming very afraid, and then trying to remove himself from the situation altogether, hoping to escape and preserve his own power. In John chapter 18, verse 33, he asked Jesus the question, "Are you really the king of the Jews?" Once Pilate does return back inside his headquarters, he begins to question Jesus. He takes one look at Jesus and he says in this sarcastic tone, Are you really the king of the Jews? This is what they have to offer? This is the best they can do for their king?" But Jesus, being a man of power and wit as well, he's not on the defensive. He puts it back on Pilate. "Pilate, are you asking me this because you're genuinely concerned? Or are you letting the Jewish people push you into this?" Pilate responds to Jesus by distancing himself from the Jews, and then he attempts to put it back on Jesus whenever he says, "I'm not the one who's getting pushed around by the Jews. You are the one whom the Jews have arrested and handed over to me. If anyone is getting pushed around, it's you, Jesus." And then comes a reply that flies right over Pilate's head. But it shouldn't fly over ours because of what we've studied previously in chapter 18. A few days ago, it was made very clear to us that nothing happened to Jesus that was out of his control. Jesus was in total control of his own arrest because he must drink the cup that the Father had prepared for him. So in answer to this question of power and control by Pilate, Jesus answers with John chapter 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this world." In other words, in your world, Pilate, it would make sense for your servants to try and defend and protect you. But my kingdom operates according to different principles because it is a divine, spiritual kingdom. Jesus isn't saying that his kingdom doesn't belong in this world or that it doesn't affect this world, because Jesus' kingdom absolutely does affect this world and reigns in this world. What Jesus is saying, though, is that the ways of his kingdom are drastically different than the ways of this world because his kingdom is of a different type. Which begs the question, if the ways of Jesus' kingdom are drastically different, then doesn't it make sense that Jesus' servants are to be drastically different as well? Today when you pray, please pray for Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Barbague LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.